Today, the business of the U.S. and China, beginning with a presidential trip. President Bush leaves Monday on a week-long trip to Asia. He'll stop in four countries, including China, where he'll meet with President Hu Jintao. The White House has long accused China of undervaluing its currency in a way that hurts American companies and inflates China's trade surplus with the U.S. NPR's David Green previews the trip.
The president is packing four countries into 8 days: Japan, South Korea, China, and Mongolia. He will be the first sitting U.S. president to ever set foot in Mongolia's capital, Ulaanbaatar. Mr. Bush's national security adviser, Stephen Hadley, said Mongolia's contribution to the war in Iraq has been quite large for such a small country.
Mongolia is the 14th largest contributor of troops to Iraq and the third largest contributor if you compute it on a per capita basis.
The president's visit to Mongolia promises to be mostly symbolic, but Mr. Bush will be delving into some sensitive issues during his 2-day visit to Beijing. Mr. Bush plans to ask President Hu tough questions about why he's building up his military if he talks about wanting a peaceful world. And Mr. Bush plans to press the Chinese to crack down more on violations of intellectual property law. Mr. Bush has also long called on China to link its currency, the yuan, to market forces, making the yuan rise in value. Over the summer, China announced a small adjustment, but Hadley said the president expects more.
What they announced in July is a framework by which adjustments could be made over time to allow the two currencies to reflect market factors. There was some initial adjustment, an initial evaluation, and very little since. And I think what the president will urge is that the Chinese begin to take steps towards their own stated objective that market factors be taken into account in the valuation of their currency.
U.S. officials believe the Chinese currency valuation gives Chinese exporters an unfair advantage. Just yesterday, China announced its global trade balance was in surplus to the tune of $12 billion last month. But its trade with the U.S. is even more lopsided. A record $162 billion surplus last year could approach $200 billion this year. David Green, NPR News, The White House.